This is a Kim Monson National News Briefing. Rare bacterium in Cheyenne's reuse water traced to a Meta data center contractor. A rare bacterium, Cupria vitis gill, RDI, turned up in Cheyenne's reclaimed irrigation water this year. Wyoming utility officials traced it to fill and flush wastewater from the contractor building Meta's 715,000-square-foot AI campus. The city now bars data centers from routing closed-loop cooling water into its sewer. Cheyenne, Wyo, a rare metal-resistant bacterium turned up in Cheyenne's recycled water this year, and the city's utility has traced it to the company building Meta's artificial intelligence data center on the edge of town. The Cheyenne Board of Public Utilities identified the organism, Cupria vitis gill, RDI, during routine wastewater sampling in late February, according to a public notice the board issued in June. The Wyoming Public Health Laboratory confirmed the species, which is known for its high resistance to metals and, the board said, has turned up in industrial processes that involve metal reduction. Documented human infections are rare worldwide, though the board cautioned that direct exposure can pose a risk to the elderly and to people with weakened immune systems. The bacterium stayed out of Cheyenne's drinking water, confined to the city's reuse system, the separate network that treats wastewater for irrigating parks, golf courses, and other public green space. The board took that system offline for roughly 2 months while crews drained and disinfected it. As Fortune reported, the bacterium did not enter Cheyenne's drinking water supply and was found in systems used for irrigation purposes only. Affected areas were switched to potable water during the cleanup, and reuse irrigation resumed June 29 after the board consulted the Laramie County Public Health Department. On July 2, after months of investigation and local speculation, the board publicly named the source for the first time, Goat Systems LLC, the corporate entity Meta uses to build its Cheyenne campus. Cowboy State Daily reported that Goat Systems was in significant non-compliance with the city's industrial pretreatment regulations after discharging wastewater contaminated with Cupria vitis gill RDI, and that the discharge interfered with operations at the city's water reclamation facilities and contaminated the municipal reuse water system. The board revoked the company's industrial discharge privileges effective March 24. The campus, known during development as Project Cosmo and identified by the utility as Cheyenne Data Center, CHY12, sits in the High Plains Business Park in South Cheyenne. Meta announced the project in 2024 as an $800 million investment it said would support more than 1,000 construction jobs and come online in 2027. The in-progress build runs about 705,000 square feet and is set to reach nearly 800,000 square feet when finished. The general contractor is Fortis, for which the Cheyenne build is the seventh data center it has constructed for Meta. The contamination came from fill and flush, the commissioning step that circulates and then purges purified water to clear construction debris out of a cooling loop before a facility opens. That wastewater, generated while the loop is still being cleaned and tested rather than sealed and running, carried the bacterium into the sewer. The distinction matters because the fix the board adopted reaches past this one incident. Data center operators routinely describe their cooling as closed loop, a sealed system that recirculates the same water and, they say, keeps their operations from drawing down or touching public supplies. The Cheyenne case complicates that assurance. The board announced it would no longer accept industrial wastewater from fill and flush operations or from the closed-loop cooling systems the industry favors, and it now requires companies that use closed-loop cooling to build separate collection systems that route cooling water into developer-provided storage tanks rather than the city's sanitary sewer. That is the thread rancher Trent Loss pulled on The Kim Monson Show on July 15, pointing to Cheyenne as he questioned how much the public really knows about what these facilities do with water. The industry pitch, as he described it, is that we just use water once and we just keep recycling. The Cheyenne record shows a closed-loop build can still generate wastewater the city has to account for, which is the point Cheyenne's own new rules now concede. As the technology outlet TechSpot put it, closed-loop cooling is often presented as a water-saving improvement over evaporative cooling, but the Cheyenne case shows that these systems can still create wastewater during commissioning. Meta and Fortis both point to their own testing. A Meta spokesperson told Fortune the company is supporting Fortis in its efforts to resolve the problem, and that the contractor began testing its water through a third-party environmental specialist who found no traces of the bacterium. Fortis spokeswoman Sarah Hamiker said the same of the company's third-party results: no trace of Cupri aevitus gill RDI was found. Fortis stopped discharging into the city system and now hauls its wastewater to a certified off-site facility. Some on the city council learned the details about the same time the public did. Councilman Pete Laybourne called the disclosure a very, very unpleasant surprise, adding, "I have a lot yet to learn. It definitely complicates matters." Mayor Patrick Collins defended the utility's handling of the problem, saying, "While it's regrettable, I think they handled this quickly." Collins also noted that the new closed-loop rule is a precaution rather than a response to any system now running that way, because the truth is, we don't have anyone using a closed-loop system yet. Roughly 4 months passed between the February discovery and the July naming of the company, a gap that has drawn public records requests and questions about who in city government knew what and when. For a state courting data centers as an economic prize, the episode has put two concrete questions on the table: what these facilities send down the drain, and who answers for it when something in that water is not supposed to be there. And now, Kim's perspective. When an industry asks a community to take its word that a new facility will not touch the water, the honest answer is that trust has to be earned with disclosure, and Cheyenne shows why. A rare bacterium sat in the city's reuse system for months before residents learned which company put it there, and the utility only tightened its rules after the fact. I keep asking the same questions about these data centers that Trent Loss raises: how much water, how much power, and who is accountable when the assurances meet the sewer? Wyoming wants the investment, and Colorado is being courted the same way, so the people whose water and power bills are on the line deserve those answers before the next campus breaks ground, not 4 months after something turns up in the pipes. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson National News Briefing.